Good morning, RVA. It's 70 degrees and today looks hot and humid. We've also got a distinct possibility for some thunderstorms later this afternoon too, but nothing certain yet. Stay hydrated, stay dry, and we'll get back to better weather soon, I'm sure. Beep. Water cooler. Right on the heels of the Richmond Times-Dispatch announcing their new president and publisher, Style Weekly has a long piece by Rich Grissett about how the RTD has absolutely hemorrhaged staff over the last couple of years. Grissett talks to a bunch of former and current staff, and none of what they have to say sounds good. Like this quote, "It all feels like a death. It all feels like we're mourning the loss of this institution because we don't see how it will continue to exist." Tap through to read about the recent layoffs, the current and what sounds like incredibly negative work environment, and the uncertain future of our one and only local paper. Not great, and you should prepare to be bummed. This is another reminder to financially support our local journalists however you can by subscribing, donating, joining, Patreoning, or participating in whatever other business models are out there. If you read a thing and love it, please consider supporting it with actual money. The city will host a Diamond District public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in the Bon Secours Training Center. That's 2401 West Lee Street. The agenda, which you can find alongside a bunch of other Diamond District information on the city's website, is pretty straightforward. Taking a look at some public-private partnership case studies and explaining the details slash next steps of the request for offers. While we're talking Diamond District, I think you should read through each of the one-page pitch sheets from the three remaining developers. That's Richmond Community Development Partners, RVA Diamond Partners, and Vision 300. And then think exciting thoughts about how much better moving through that part of town could get. Also, you can submit any questions or comments, any at all, to the evaluation panel, and they'll be, quote, reviewed every other week and distributed to the evaluation panel during the evaluation process. So if you're wondering, just as an example, how the Diamond District will improve bike and pedestrian connections to Brooklyn Parkway via the terrifying and horrible I-95 overpass, this is an opportunity to ask. Beep. NBC 12's Henry Graff reports that the city will launch a $500,000 gun buyback program this summer. This is news to me, and I'm super interested to see how it works out. Who's got the best long read about gun buyback programs so I can learn more about best practices and success rates? Megan Polly at VPM has an update on rebuilding Fox Elementary after it burned down earlier this year. The RPS school board voted to move forward with a rapid emergency procurement process, which Polly contrasts to the forever-long process we just went through with replacing George Wythe High School. I don't think that's necessarily a fair comparison. Fox did burn down, and RPS is trying to preserve what remains of the building before it crumbles into dust. But I do think it's important to interrogate these sorts of things when dealing with an affluent, well-resourced school in a district where that is typically not the case. The Richmond Public Library, the city's Department of Public Utilities, Four Winds Design, and the James River Association have wrapped up some really nice green infrastructure projects at the Broad Rock, North Avenue, and West End libraries. You should check out the before and after pictures. They're great. I watched the plans for these projects work their way through Planning Commission and the Urban Design Committee for what felt like forever, so congratulations to everyone involved for finally getting everything on and in the ground. Next up, the East End Library. Head on over to the James River Association's website for more information on how to get involved. There's a survey to fill out and a public meeting on June 15th. Beep. This morning's long read is titled, "And We Are Not Saved." I've been thinking about this essay for days, so now you get to think about it too. Be warned, one, it's about guns, so if you're tired of hearing about gun violence in America, skip it. And two, the author questions the motives behind a lot of our gun safety advocacy organizations, and that feels stressful, offensive, in this moment. But like I said, I'm still thinking about it days later and think it's definitely worth your time. Here's an excerpt. Unlike many other causes that people are fighting for in America, the struggle for a saner set of gun laws has no diversity of tactics. It's a monoculture, one that's gotten very good at converting outrage into requests for money that keep organizations going while the problem they claim to be solving gets worse. And yet, like the other parts of the gun crisis cycle, nothing in the advocacy space changes. Why? We should look hard at this question because when change organizations keep making promises and failing to deliver, they add to the cynicism that already permeates our society that it's not worth trying to push for anything because nothing will change. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of what rose rosette disease looks like. I know I need to pull these plague roses out and kill them with fire, but they were the very first thing we planted when we moved into this house almost 15 years ago. Beep. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.